This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight, Flash by Tim Allen. Pamela Anderson says it happened.
Does he harass you as much as he harassed me?
But his co-star says no way. The accusations from Pam's new tell-all.
Pam, got a minute?
Now also taking aim at Sly Stallone. Did he try to buy her love? Then, decision day for TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Are they out at GMA? A new affair allegation surfaces. Plus,
sorry, baby.
Shakira's messy split gets messier. Did a jar of jam reveal cheating? And
I try, but it's really hard.
Just call it Unpretentious Gems. Julia Fox shows off her New York apartment. Prepare to be shocked on just how normal the actress lives.
Maybe I'm not doing so bad.
Plus, a sizzling striptease, sequel secrets, and sexy Salma Hayek.
Let's just say it's a situation.
It's a whole situation.
The Magic Mike premiere has it all, and only E.T. is there. We are just 5 days away from Pamela Anderson's new Netflix documentary and her memoir that have some folks here in Hollywood on high alert. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Nichelle Turner will join us in a moment from Miami, but look who's here today from New York City.
What?
Rachel Smith.
Yes.
Usually we see Rachel in the monitor behind us, but today, in the flesh.
Not today. I'm in the flesh. I got to keep you on your toes, Kevin Frazier.
I believe that.
All right, back to Miss Pamela, though, because the nuggets we're getting so far from this memoir are generating a lot of buzz, starting with one rocky revelation.
There's lots to talk about, lots to find out. I want to take control of the narrative for the first time.
Pam's words, Sylvester Stallone offered me a condo and a Porsche to be his number one girl. And I was like, does that mean there's a number two? Uh-uh. He goes, that's the best offer you're gonna get, honey. You're in Hollywood now. Stallone's rep denies the claim, calling it, quote, false and fabricated. Seems Pam has a little Hollywood hit list. Sly, ex-Tommy Lee, who she says trashed her trailer because he was jealous of a TV kiss with David Chokichi. And then there's Tim Allen.
Pam, got a minute?
In the pilot, I was wearing cutoffs, you know, my tool belt.
Thank you, Lisa.
The 55-year-old who played the original Tool Time Girl writes, I walked out of my dressing room, he opened his robe and flashed me quickly, completely naked underneath. He said it was only fair because he had seen me naked, now we're even. I laughed uncomfortably.
I've always been a writer, I've always known I could write a book, but I wrote a book without any help, without any collaborator, without any ghostwriter.
Our little Pammy, and she's the sweetest girl, that's why we love her.
They're treating me worse now than they did before.
E.T. was on the set of Home Improvement many times, and there was plenty of joking around.
Tim is like one of my favorite people in the whole world. Does he harass you as much as he harassed me?
I don't know, but he harasses. He's awesome.
Stop it. I like it when you pick on me better anyway.
While Tim denies Pamela's claim, saying, no, it never happened, I would never do such a thing, the allegations picked up steam after this clip went viral, showing Tim in a kilt, appearing to flash his TV wife, Patricia Richardson.
Oh!
The actress came to Tim's defense, clarifying to E.T. that Tim was wearing underwear. Quote, "I was just shocked that he lifted the kilt, not by a man in boxer shorts." The two remain friends to this day and even reunited on Last Man Standing.
It's like being around family.
I think he matured a lot. He's very mature.
Today, Pam doubled down on her claims, telling Variety, "I'm sure he had no bad intentions. Times have changed, though. I doubt anyone would try that post-Me Too. It's a new world."
And there is more controversy surrounding T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach's secret GMA romance. E.T. has learned ABC executives held a crucial mediation session today with the co-host turned lovers. This as T.J. faces allegations of a third office affair while he was still with estranged wife Marilee Feebig.
"I'm such a marriage proponent. I think you're better off in doing so."
A source tells E.T. the latest woman was a junior staffer at GMA when the alleged affair took place several years ago. It was, quote, "no secret to those at GMA who worked closely with her during that time." Amy, meanwhile, was spotted out solo earlier this week at JFK Airport. She and TJ are still continuing the relationship amidst the drama.
"Keeping the romance alive, well, maybe it's the challenge these days.
Just a little bit sometimes."
The big question now, could the two be fired? We know they've lawyered up, and TJ's possible defense being race and they broke no rules because they're consenting adults and equals. The latest affair allegation could force ABC to speed up their investigation, with a second source telling ET, Amy maintained she did nothing wrong. The allegations against TJ have nothing to do with her. Well, no secret romance here. Shakira's ex, Gerard Piqué, goes Insta-official with his alleged mistress.
"Looking for a girl like me."
She does kind of look like the singer. That's Clara Chiamarti, who does PR for Gerard. The cuddly pic comes 2 weeks after Shakira dropped this diss track.
"Sorry, baby, I said..."
Translated to English, Shakira sings, "I wish you good luck with my supposed replacement, and I'm worth two 22-year-olds. You traded a Rolex for a Casio."
Casio nos ha dado.
That's Gerard seemingly clapping back, announcing he's partnered with the watchmaker. More messiness? The reported dead giveaway to his alleged cheating was a jar of strawberry jam left in the fridge. Shakira's ex and kids apparently hate strawberry jam. So, rumor has it, when she returned home from a trip to find an empty jam jar, she knew he'd been unfaithful. Shakira left a hidden message in another music video.
"There's a moment in the video where you go to the fridge and you're not going to the fridge for milk. Tell me about that. What's going on?"
"To find out the truth."
"Yeah, you think that you're in a real relationship and it's not as real as it seems."
Okay, how about this? Real or rumor? Michael B. Jordan is dating British model Amber Jepson? A source tells ET that's not true. Quote, "He may have met her at a club while he was in London, but they don't know each other and have never been on a date." Michael's ex, Lori Harvey, however, is dating a Brit. She just went Instagram official with Snowfall star Damson Idris.
"Michael B.
I am so sorry.
It's muscle memory.
The second one?
That's kind of how it works."
Oh.
Meanwhile, Michael's hosting SNL for the first time Saturday, and he looks Creed ready. The third installment drops March 3rd and marks his directorial debut.
"And welcome to what is."
"I heard a crack."
"Yeah, it's broken."
"I can't have a broken nose. I was hired for my looks, not my talent."
"I know how that feels."
I'm right there with you, Michael. All right, let's bring in Nichelle Turner, because she is living her best life with the stars of Magic Mike's Last Dance at their big premiere. Hey, Nichelle.
Listen, Kevin, we know that Miami is one of the sexiest cities in America. So add to that shirtless dancers, Channing Tatum in a suit, and Salma Hayek in, well, just look for yourself. Salma Hayek might be the finest woman I've ever seen in my life.
I have no comment on this situation.
I fell out.
Let's just say it's a situation.
The show-stopping look, a see-through fishnet dress by Oscar de la Renta with embroidered flowers paired with a slick-back high pony. Salma definitely channeled her wealthy socialite character in the film that will steam up theaters February 10th.
At the beginning, when you and Salma met and she said, you know, she'll pay you for your services for a month, I kind of got a little bit of a reverse Pretty Woman vibe. Did you feel that?
I was like, what if we did like a reverse Pretty Woman situation? And it's more fun that way.
I give you the visionary artist Magic Mike.
So
I've had to play a stripper in other movies in the past. So it was nice for me to now just sit and enjoy and eat, because I didn't have to take my clothes off.
You guys have an immediate chemistry, an immediate attraction that turns into something real. Can that happen in real life? Can there be that zazazoo immediately and it just...
You tell me. She's an icon. Like, it's not hard.
Listen, why was Miami the perfect place to have this premiere?
Florida was where I started this whole thing, and like on the core of cores, it will be where I end this thing.
Are we gonna see the fellas? Can we see any OG folks?
There are little Easter eggs. There's little fun ones, but I think this is a fully new experience, personally.
Now, Nichelle, can we talk about this? I am so jealous of your experience covering that red carpet. All right, now to Julia Fox, who's making headlines not for who she's dating, but where she's living.
I'm gonna give you guys an apartment tour, and I know I'm gonna get roasted. Maybe someone can watch this and be like, okay, well, maybe I'm not doing so bad. This is just my little bathroom. Very tiny. This is my kitchen area. Don't judge me. I know. Oh, cotton candy machine. I know it's really messy. I also have shoe boxes in the kitchen.
Yep, the same fashionista who rocked these looks is getting all sorts of attention for the TikTok tour of her New York pad.
I put my bed here in the living room so I could turn my bedroom into a little playroom for Valentino. This is Valentino's room. However, he like doesn't even sleep in there. He sleeps in bed with me. Yeah, we're co-sleepers. Sue me. I don't care.
Julia also has the ashes of her two late best friends on the windowsill. And then there's this.
We do have a little small mouse problem. I appreciate that they, at night while we're sleeping, come out and clean up the crumbs that my son drops on the floor. So, I'm not going to evict the mice anytime soon.
No doubt this is very different from the celeb home tours we see in Vogue's 73 Questions. Julia tells us why.
For me personally, I don't like excessive displays of wealth. They make me feel icky, and I'm not really like that.
Look, you got to give it to Julia because she's always keeping it real, mice and all, y'all. All right, now to something that has us feeling real good, the list of Hollywood men blinding us with science.
He gets everyone's heart jumping. So handsome.
The 10 most handsome men in the world, according to computer-calculated symmetry. Then...
Sometimes I can be a little too tell it like it is, you know?
Pregnant Keke Palmer slips up and reveals her baby's gender. And E.T.'s at home with HGTV power couple Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. What it really means to be married to real estate.
What is it like working with your spouse day in, day out?
You can't beat that.
But...
I knew this was coming.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Get it, Keke. A bumpin' Keke Palmer stopped by The Tonight Show and let this little bit of baby news slip when talking about astrology.
So, my baby is either going to be a Pisces or an Aries. Pisces are known to be very deep, they're emotional creatures, so I just want to make sure I'm not too blunt for my baby boy.
I mean, did you hear that, Kev? My baby boy, that wasn't a slip, that was a spill.
No, that was a full spill. By the way, March 20th is the end of Pisces and the beginning of Aries, so that week, let's just circle that week and look for that baby. All right, let's talk TV real quick. During the pandemic, Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson started posting fun videos of their family, and those social moments were the genesis of their hit HGTV series, Married to Real Estate. Yep. Only ET's Brooke Anderson is in Atlanta with the husband and wife team who prove teamwork
makes the dream work.
Wow!
This is amazing!
So good.
19 million total viewers. How do you even wrap your heads around that number?
I just now remember to suck it in. 19 million people are watching, babe. Am I looking skinny?
You look amazing.
Egypt Sherrod and husband Mike Jackson are revved up for renovations in season 2 of Married to Real Estate, Thursdays on HGTV and Discovery Plus.
What you don't see is that there used to be a huge archway right here.
You couldn't even put a dining table here.
They share a passion for getting people into their dream homes in Georgia, all while parenting three daughters.
Preschool!
Hey!
And now shop is closed.
I was going to ask.
That part. I don't mind practicing, though.
Well, there you go. 18 years for a reason, right? Yes. 18 years
we
for
keep
a reason.
It hot. I mean, yes. Come on. This is the guy that I married. I couldn't help myself.
And I wouldn't let you go.
Hey!
What is it like working with your spouse day in, day out?
It's amazing because you get to build a legacy with the person you love. You can't beat that.
But...
I knew this was coming, so I said, let me get that out.
We have to know when to shut it off.
Great advice for all us married folks out there. Still ahead, Rachel's one-on-one with the one and only Wynonna Judd. ET Certified Country Series, back with another exclusive.
It's time, isn't it?
Only we're with Wynonna gearing up for her new tour with her husband by her side.
It's like a wedding for Cactus and me.
Then, looks on looks on looks. From upside-down dresses to Doja Cat using couture to troll her haters. Highlights from Paris Fashion Week.
Today I gave them lashes.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We see you, Doja Cat, turning Paris Fashion Week into your own runway. The latest look, a $20,000 crystal-covered tequila purse, 3D printed to match the measurements of the singer's own hand. Then there's this, the Grammy winner gluing false eyelashes on her face to create eyebrows, a stash, and goatee.
A few days ago, I did Schiaparelli, and people are saying that I didn't have lashes and that they're disappointed that I didn't have on lashes. And so today I gave them lashes. So I hope they're happy.
Doja was at the Victor and Rolf show, which featured upside down and sideways gowns. There was even one dress that walked itself.
And Doja, once again, okay. To the right.
Next, the 27-year-old hit up Valentino along with Anne Hathaway and head-to-toe leopard on a date night with her husband. Inside, a model fell thanks to her tight gown and stiletto heels. And yes, look close. That's Doja Cat getting up to see if she's okay. I can be over my... Style and safety, two more reasons why we love some Doja Cat. All right, now to more from our ET exclusive with certified country star Wynonna Judd in her big concert return. Over
the line. Miss Starla is ready to hit the road again.
Ah, is it time?
It is time.
Got all my Wonder Woman bracelets.
Yes, you do.
With a superhero power of survival, tonight, Wynonna carries on the legacy of her late mother, Naomi, when she takes the stage solo for The Judds, the final tour. Love can
build a bridge. So how are you feeling now, getting back into hitting the road again?
I'm in the middle of feeling both like the pressure's off, and yet this is it. Because once this is done, this is a chapter closed. So there's a lot of crying and praying and a lot of gratitude, a lot of grief. And it's all happening simultaneously at times. It's been one of the toughest things I've ever done, and it was necessary to move on. Girls
Night Out. During the tour, Wynonna will welcome some Girl Power special guests, including Ashley McBride, Brandi Carlile, Kelsey Ballerini, and Martina McBride.
What are your pre-show rituals?
I have my dogs. And
do you
have
your pigs?
Not yet. I don't know how in the world we're going to work it out.
Wynonna!
This is what I do every day.
Is this
day.
How you call him?
Piggy! So maybe not the pigs who I met on Winona's Tennessee farm in 2021, but she will bring along husband of 10 years, Cactus, who is in the band.
I saw the band warming up. Cactus is ready to hit the road. He was strumming up.
He is a drummer and he does things loudly and boldly. It's like a wedding for Cactus and me. He literally walks me up the aisle. I'm closer to my husband than I've ever been. There's something about being on the road that's the greatest, most holy moment for me on stage, singing from my toenails and sharing that with people, knowing it's helping them. Booyah.
Oh, I always love chatting with Winona. And Winona, if you need someone to wrangle those piggies on the road, I am your gal. All right, well, coming up, the world's hottest stars, mathematically speaking.
Too much sexy.
Right.
For one screen.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, Ted Lasso Season 3 Scoop with Brett Goldstein.
It's entirely up to Jason. There may be more.
Plus, the other Jason, Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, talk about their new comedy, Shrinking.
Now, before we go, thanks to scientific research, we now know the identity of the most handsome man in the world.
Hey.
I know.
Hey.
It ain't you, Kevin. You ain't picking up a trophy today, buddy. It's actually former Bridgerton Duke, Reggae Jean Page. Oh, yeah.
I'll take that all day long. There's very little I can add to that.
According to the Golden Ratio of Beauty, Reggae has practically perfect facial features with an average of 93.6%. Rounding out the top 10, Chris Hemsworth, Michael B. Jordan, Harry Styles, English footballer Jude Bellingham, Robert Pattinson, Chris Evans, George Clooney, Henry Golding, and last but not least, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Listen, for the rest of us, we're beautiful on the inside,
you
and
sure
that's enough.
Are, Kev.
No, I just want to know who made this thing up. I'll see y'all later. I got to go find out who did
it. Bye, everybody.
Who made this up?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.